You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Nah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me. And I can't choose what I want to say.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tuesdays with Stories. It's Mark Norman and Joe List. We're playing Cowboys and Indians here.
Ah! Geronimo!
Well, you probably can't say that anymore. It'd have to be Cowboys, and you can say whatever you want if they're white. Cowboys sticks.
Right.
That'll be forever.
Sure.
Native Americans, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have a same ring to it.
Yeah, Native Americans is good, though, because Indian really is crazy, because Christopher Columbus, as I understand it, thought he was in the Indies.
Yes.
And then we just stuck with that for like 500 years. We're like, fuck it, Indians.
Great Louis C.K. bit. Ah, you're Indians. So good.
Well, anyways, we were playing Cowboys and Native Americans. Mark's face is painted. I'm wearing tight jeans.
It is odd, though. Now you got me off on a tear here, but...
All right. Isn't it?
Cowboys
Let's
Indians...
wait before we call it a tear.
Tangent?
Yeah, it looks like tangent.
All right. These guys, they were just killing each other. That was their whole thing. Like, we want the land, we're going to kill you, white man and red face. Ah, guns and spears and arrows.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine doing that with any other group, like Germans and Jews. Ah, like playing with action figures.
Oh, we played that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was like
a game. We did play World War II, but we killed the German when you played with the video game or the action figures.
I guess that's Call of Duty also.
Yeah, essentially you were killing the Germans or whatever. And yeah, Call of Duty is killing Iraqis. I never played the game before.
Right, right.
I've never been a big game guy.
Not a gamer.
I was a sports guy.
Yes.
I'm a real man.
Yeah, I was a skateboarder.
Uh-huh.
I got out there.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I was in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Cut up knees. But yeah, all right, continue.
Somebody had a funny story. Jason Lawhead's a funny comic. He grew up in Cleveland, and he used to go to these Indians games all the time, the baseball team. And the Indians, during a rally, they would play...
Sure, yeah.
The cavalry.
Uh-huh.
They're the Indians. The last thing you'd want to hear in is the cavalry.
Right, right.
And nobody realized for like 30 years the Indians would just play the cavalry call during a big rally.
That's a good point.
That's their sworn enemy.
Right. It's like if the Harlem Globetrotters had the KKK tune playing.
Right.
You know?
What's the KKK tune?
I think it's...
I don't know what that is. I think that's... I don't know what that is.
I know it's something country.
It should be the Ramones song. The KKK took my baby away. They took her away from me.
Yeah, wow.
That's my favorite... you know what that song's about?
Not the KKK.
Johnny Ramone stole Joey Ramone's wife away from his girl. And Johnny Ramone was obsessed with Nazis.
Is that right?
Yeah, and so the KKK is in reference to Johnny.
Was he, like, into it? Or
he
just...
I don't know how anti-Semitic he was. Maybe he was. I guess he was. I don't know. He was a real angry guy. I know he's a big Republican. So,
is that, I thought they were Jews.
Joey Ramone's a Jew.
Uh-huh.
Jeffrey Hyman is his real name.
There it
Much
is.
Less rock and roll than Joey Ramone.
Although Hyman's pretty cool. He can break it.
Hyman Roth.
Yeah.
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are jumping around. Within 3 minutes, we've covered KKK, Indians, and Hymans.
But anyways, welcome to the show, everybody. Mark's fresh back. You're off a plane.
Off a plane, baby. I got plane skin. You know that feeling?
Oh, yeah. It's you got to get quarantined, buddy boy.
Yes, recycled air. I can't get Ebola. I'm immune, baby.
Ebola, Ishmola. Everyone's talking about Ebola. Come on.
Get out of here.
I'm not even afraid of Ebola. I'm Joe List.
That's true.
I'm the ultimate warrior.
Yeah, well, you're more scared of hives and whatnot.
Yeah, but if this happened 4 years ago, I would be suicidal by now.
Now, why is that?
Well, I got Thich Nhat Hanh, baby doll.
Thich Nhat Hanh.
Thich Nhat changed everything.
Yes.
I got the green tea, and I meditated earlier today. I masturbated twice. And I like to masturbate, then meditate, then masturbate.
Nice.
You know? So I'm not afraid of Ebola. A guy that masturbates as much as me can't get Ebola.
That's true. You're pushing out all the bad stuff.
Indeed.
Yeah. Thich Nhat worried.
I wasn't sure where that was going, but I loved where it ended up.
I'll take it.
Well, welcome back. Where were you? You were in Fort Lauderdale?
Tampa.
Georgia? Florida. Tampa.
Tampa. Hey, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Our producer is now bringing water.
We got handed a note here.
Oh, boy.
This is trouble.
We're in trouble. We are off the air.
Oh, boy.
No. We got a little promo code to do, and we'll knock that out in a few.
Wow, I feel so adult right now.
Why?
We just got a post-it note.
Oh, yeah.
And then you stuck it on a thing.
Yeah.
I've never used a post-it note in my life.
That's a good feeling.
It feels nice.
Yeah, to put that thing right up there like, I got shit to do.
I lied a little bit. I used a post-it note today.
Oh.
Can I tell you why? This, speaking of feeling adult, my rent is due November 4th. Today is October 27th. Paid my rent today.
Jesus.
7 days in advance, 8 days, whatever the hell it is.
Tick not late on the rent.
Oh, man. I feel like $100.
Wow, good for you, man. That is a responsible adult right there.
I feel like negative $540, actually.
Mm, boy, that's cheap.
Yeah, I can touch both walls in my bedroom. Woo. And I live with a 75-year-old Indian man.
You gotta love that guy.
Not Thich Nhat Hanh. You called him Samoan the first time you met him.
It's first
the
hardest I've ever had. He's a large Indian.
Remember you walked into his bedroom or you thought it was his bedroom?
I did. I thought it was his bed because he was in there doing like Tai Chi in his boxers. I didn't know what was going on.
He was sitting in our living room and Mark thought it was his bedroom. But no, you and I were watching TV in the living room.
Yeah.
And then you were like, what time does he get home? You're like, what time does he get home? And I was like, he's home right now. And you thought we were sitting in this man's bedroom watching TV.
I was uneasy the whole night. I was holding it in. I was terrified.
Mark thought I was like, you can crash at my place, and I just put him on my 75-year-old Indian roommate's bed.
Well, that's the thing. Is it Jay, right?
Jay is his name, but it's short for Jay Slafatazagadan.
Right, right. That guy, he's a cool cucumber. He lets shit slide off his back.
Yeah, he's super cool. I mean, we're always, you know, screaming swears and the C word and what other words.
Yeah.
He's okay with it.
But that's why I was so nervous. I was like, maybe he's just that cool.
Right, right. No, he's a cool guy.
Yeah. I didn't even know you had that extra room. The room was hidden.
We got all kinds of rooms. We got a candlestick that you move and it opens up.
Oh, nice. Yeah. See, that was I broke up with a lady of 9 years, and Joe was nice enough to let me crash. Very, very like, I'm a friend move. Very nice.
Yeah, well,
I appreciate
that's what
that.
We're doing.
Yeah, I know, but you got to meet these kids I hung out with in high school.
They sound horrible.
They're the worst.
That truck story always stuck with me.
Truck story.
You're sitting on the back of the truck and they gas it, so you fall off a truck.
Oh, my God. That changed my life after
that. My God.
Yeah.
You're like a piece of bread.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, but did I tell you about the time they shot me with a paintball gun repeatedly?
I think when you were on the front porch with the girl.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. It's horrible.
One time, they were huge booze bags, and I was trying to cut back on drinking, and they pulled up to my house on a Monday night at 7 p.m., school night, and I go, hey, look, I'm not going out. You know, they kept calling my phone. I wouldn't answer it. They kept calling the house. My mom's like, Paul's on the phone again. And I'm like, I'm not here. She's like, oh, he's not here. They knew I was there. So they show up. They ring the doorbell. Wow. So my mom's just like, just will you get them out of my life? Jesus Christ. So I have to go into the dorm in my underwear. And I'm like, hey, Paul, I'm eating dinner. And he's like, you're coming out tonight. I go, I'm not going out. He goes, you're coming out. I go, I'm not going out. And he shows me a handgun. And I go, we're going out. And we went out all night. It was awful.
You're a hostage.
I was.
Wow, my God.
Now they're all firemen.
I got to get a handgun. I got some gigs I want you to do for short money.
Well, see, if you had a handgun, that would be a whole other night.
Yeah, that would be wild to go find Becca.
But wait. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, when I broke up with this girl, you were nice enough to let me stay with you. And then that was the real, like, shot in the face. Like, oh, man, I'm a single dude in New York. I'm sleeping on my friend's twin bed next to a large Samoan man, and I'm waiting on him to get out of the shower, and then he gets out, I go in, smells like Indian shit, you know?
Axe body spray. He's keeping Axe body spray in business, that fella.
Yeah, he goes to town on that brown skin. He keeps it all moist and smelling good.
He does smell good.
Oh, yeah.
It smells very strong.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I don't see him, he would never be cast in the commercial.
No. They got to have a big, strong man.
Yeah. It's usually like a young, ripped guy. Whew.
Oh, boy. Where are we? We're all over the place.
Sorry, yeah. The weather's getting nice.
Nice weather. It's today's October 27th.
That's right.
I'd like people to know when we're recording.
Yeah.
This will come out tomorrow. This is a fresh one.
Although that kind of fucks me with the ladies.
Oh, boy.
Because they're like, did you say this? And I'm like, you got to realize these, you know, these were recorded in the 80s. You know, we're just bringing them out now.
But don't they know other details?
No, I just meet these chicks. But they're like, I listen to this and you talk about a girl. You going to talk about me? I'm like, no, that shit's so old.
Wow, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You're saying that's old me.
Right.
I got you. I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the reason I bring up today's date, and today is the big day in all of New Englanders' lives.
Uh-huh.
10 years ago today, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series.
Was that 10 years?
For the first time in 86 years, and happiest moment of my whole life.
Oh, my Lord.
It was such a great moment, such a buildup. I was at Who's On First, which is a bar on Yawkey Way in Fenway Park, and man, it was great. I jumped up in my uncle's arms. He was spinning me. We were hugging strangers. I was made out with a couple of girls.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was tremendous.
Wow.
And then there was the riot gear, all the cops with riot gear. They were throwing pepper spray and laughing gas or tear gas. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
And we were running from the tear gas. I couldn't stop laughing because it was just such a crazy situation. I'm breathing in tear gas. It hurts.
Uh-huh.
It was wild. It was so much fun.
I can't imagine. I remember I was in my apartment in Baton Rouge. I was in college at LSU at the time, and I lived with five guys. And they would all watch it. It was like a huge thing.
Yeah.
And it was like Ortiz and Johnny Damon.
Johnny Damon, yeah. They called themselves the Idiots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a big thing. They all did a shot of Jack Daniels before the game. It became controversial.
Why?
Why was it controversial?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, because people don't know that they're drinking in the locker room, I think. People don't want to hear about people drinking. They think these athletes are heroes for some reason.
I like the drink. I like the gritty. I like the rock star shit.
Yeah, a little grit.
Yeah, I like when you hear about, he was banging a girl in the ass, and then he had to go run out to first plate.
Right, first
first base.
Yeah, he was at fifth base and had to go to first base.
Yeah.
That's anal, right? Fifth base?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be. What's
I think I've heard that. Yeah, it's a foul pole, something like that.
Get this. I asked a girl over the weekend. I said, are you into the butt play? She goes, I'm not opposed.
Oh, wow.
Which means
you make it work?
A little.
My previous girlfriend, we were dating, and she got a text from her best friend, whose name I won't say. But the text was, oh my God, had anal for the first time last night. This is no longer an exit only, sister.
Whoa.
And I've never been more turned on.
That's
I don't know
hot.
Why my girlfriend would read that to me.
That is hot.
Because I'm like, you're reading the hottest thing ever.
Yeah.
And so I was hoping my girlfriend would get on board with it.
Do you know the chick?
I know her, yeah.
Oh my God.
I'll set you up.
Please.
I mean, I'm not into anal, but yet still, it's there. You want to do it.
Exactly. I'm
you
the same exact way. Yeah. I'm not into... Oh, shit. Here goes me off on a bad analogy. But I'm not into pheasant. But if somebody goes, hey, here's a free card to get some pheasant, I'm all about pheasant that night.
Right. That's a stretch for sure.
It always is.
I don't even know what a pheasant is. Is that a food?
It's a type of bird.
Oh, right.
Oh boy. I Stretch Armstrong. That's what they call me back
then. And here's the thing that people don't realize, too. Like, because I've had a girlfriend where... She's like, all right, if you're into it, we can do it. And she's squinching and
yes.
like making a weird face. And I'm like, no, I'm into it if you're into it.
Yeah.
I'm not into anything the girl's not into. I want to come on a girl's face, but the girl's like,
No, I'm
the same. Like, oh, I can't. You're losing my heart. I'm not one of these guys that's into, like, humiliating a woman or making her, like,
Totally with you.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck a girl in the ass who doesn't want her ass fucked. But
right.
if she's into getting her ass fucked, I'm your man.
Oh, yeah, and who are these guys that are like, I like it because she doesn't like it? What?
What
are you, a nut job?
A buddy
weirdo?
Of mine said that to me, like, 10 years ago. He's like, the great thing about a blowjob is you're like, yeah, suck it. It's kind of degrading. And I'm like, I've never been more grateful in my life than when a girl's sucking my dick.
Same way.
I could not be more appreciative. I buy her lunch and spoon her and
right.
brush her teeth for her.
Yeah, and then that's the weird thing is every now and then you meet a girl, she's like, I like a little being degraded a little bit, and you're like, well now I'm confused.
Yeah, well, you don't want to date that girl, I don't think.
Yeah, I guess not.
You want to be really close friends with her.
Right. I like when the girl's enjoying it. She's hitting it on the side of her face for no good reason. She's having the time of her life.
How about sticks her tongue out and slaps it off the tongue?
Oh, yeah. That's
a good move.
Yeah.
Lets you do it, yeah.
A lot of emotions going through and that you're like, that's hot. Then you're also like, what happened? He was a kid. And you're also like, who have you dated before me? Like a lot of fun thoughts are going through when I see that shit.
Right. See, I've gotten in arguments with my current girlfriend. She says that any girl that likes sucking dick has some sort of mental problems, sort of dad issues or something.
That can't be true.
But I don't think that's true because I love eating pussy. I don't think I have some crazy, I got some problems, but.
Not like that.
I'm not like, it's not like my dad hit me or made me eat fish or some crazy thing.
Do you have a thing? Let me ask you this, because you have sex quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a thing where I get this only when I'm fucking? Maybe if I'm showering or something, but I'm fucking. I'll have a thought of something when it happened to me when I was like eight.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be a thought that I've like hadn't had ever since then.
Right.
And it'll just pop in. I'm like, like thrusting, like, oh yeah, that whole thing with the video game or whatever.
I got a similar joke to that. I hope I'm not going to step on your toes.
No, this is just a thought I had.
I've been doing a joke. I have enough trouble focusing on sex. All I've thought about my whole life is sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm having it, I'm going, what was the name of the Huxtable's neighbor? Why can't I think of that?
That's funny.
It's been killing, by the way.
Cockroach.
Yeah. Cockroach?
I think that was the name.
Oh, yeah.
I think. I
can't remember.
Yeah.
I really don't remember. But do you have that? That's all I think about is I'm thinking about sex right now. I mean, we're talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On the train, everyone I see, I just want to fuck. And then when I'm having sex, I start thinking about texts I should be sending, emails, or a baseball game.
You know what it is? Because I think your brain is clear right then.
You're probably
finally.
Right.
So you're like, now I can think about business. That's why you paid your rent so early. You're getting laid.
Right. Good point.
Yeah.
I love sex. I love it.
See, I love it, but I get so, nervous during it.
Yes. Well, see, that's because I've been having sex with the same girl for so long.
That helps.
Which I guess eventually you get tired of it or not, but I'm way into it. I want to have sex with my girlfriend exclusively all the time.
Right. So, I just worry about, what are they thinking? Are they enjoying it? Does this feel good for them?
Right.
Am I doing a good job? All this shit is just going through my head.
Yeah, I still get that, but when it's good, man, it's the best.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're just somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's like a drug.
It feels good, the whole thing.
And yeah.
You also feel like a sense of pride.
Of course.
It's like working at a comedy club. You're like, I made it.
Yeah.
I'm in. This is all. Everything I did was right because I'm getting laid right now.
That's the key. You got to appreciate because a lot of, like, you know, not a lot of times, but I've had sex before. I'm like, who cares? What the fuck? And then you don't enjoy it.
Right. But I did that for years. Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, really?
I mean, I fucked everyone. I hate. I'm like, I hate this girl. I'm not attracted to her.
Right.
Some of them I liked. Some of them I loved.
Yeah.
But, you get a good girl. Sex is delightful.
That's true. Yeah. Nothing better than, you know what I love is a sex. The window's open. There's a breeze coming in, and it's daylight.
Oh, wow. That's like movie sex.
I love that. The curtains are kind of fluttering a little bit, and she's naked, and you're naked. The sunlight's on her a little bit. Ooh, baby.
That's the PG-13 sign for sex.
Yes.
Curtains swinging.
Yes. Give me some PG bang.
Yeah. I love a PG bang.
Tick, not...
Sorry, I was taking a sip. Was I supposed to fill
no,
in?
No, I couldn't think of one.
Oh,
shit.
Damn.
I'll keep it coming.
All right. So anyways, you're in Florida. You're back.
Oh boy. I mean, do you want to get down and dirty?
Let's get crazy. I got nowhere to be.
I had so much happen in Florida. Nothing too crazy, but let me just tell you the story of how I got here today.
I'd love to hear that.
Because it is wild.
Okay.
All right. It's 16:45 now. I bet the story will be done by 4801.
All right.
So I'm going to give you the whole rundown, baby.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans. Jeez. I was in Tampa, Florida. Side Splitters Comedy Club in Carrollwood Mall. That's what they call that little complex, Carrollwood.
Yeah, I remember. I had to give my grandmother directions there one time. She films whenever I'm there. It sucks.
Apparently, it's the rich area.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I know, right? So I'm doing my show. This is Thursday to today. I did the show Thursday to Sunday, flew in today. Just got into New York. So Thursday night, I'm lonely. I'm in Tampa. I'm whatever. I do my show. Show goes pretty well. I got one girl heckled. They throw her out. She started crying in the back. She yelled at me. But it was a whole thing. But other than that, it was a good show. So I go out into the bar area, and there's these three girls, and they're both gorgeous, and one of them's kind of eh.
Yeah.
But so I'm so lonely. I'm like, what are you gals doing tonight? They're like, well, we're going to this sushi place for drinks. And I was like, all right. And I don't know if you have this, but when I have no car, I have this feeling of, it's like this fear of getting home, but that this freedom of finding out how I'm going to get home.
Right.
And you know, I like a little weird gay adventure.
Yeah, I like a gay adventure, but I want a car.
Yeah,
I want to know how I'm getting home.
So I'm like, all right, let's go. I'm going to go meet these girls or whatever, see what happens. So I go to the bar with them. They're sitting at the bar, so there's one, two, three, and then me. So we're doing a lot of leaning, like, hey, can you hear me over there?
Oh,
you know, like the Seinfeld thing.
Yeah, it's like you're in a dugout.
Yes, exactly, except no ass padding.
Mm-hmm.
Newman died, so we're talking. I'm not really getting anywhere. I got the feature next to me. He's like kind of a big guy. He's kind of a
What's his name?
Andrew Silas.
Uh-huh.
Great guy, funny guy, cute kid. But you could tell he didn't really want to be there. He was my ride, so he's like, I'll hang out a little bit. So I'm buying him drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying them drinks, and I'm just trying to be, you know, shucking and jiving, you know, trying the whole pip, dip, and dupe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's cute, whatever. He eventually is like, dude, I got work in the morning. I was like, all right, get out of here. I'm gonna hang with them. And he's like, you sure? This is a big risk. Mm-hmm. He's like, you sure? Like, you gotta get home. You know, you live 20 minutes away. I was like, I'll figure it out. Get out of here.
I've been that guy for years now. I'm like, all right, last chance. Were you jingling the keys?
Right,
okay.
Right. That was him.
I'm leaving. I'm gone.
I know. I was like, I'll stay. So I stay with them. They go, hey, you want to go smoke weed? I'm not a big weed guy, but you know, I gotta go now.
You're a big pussy guy.
I'm stranded. Yeah. So this is one of them I'm just so enamored with. She's like the skinny girl with big boobs, pretty face, the whole thing. She's a little what's the word? Because the other two are like preppy chicks, and she's a little more off the beaten path.
Goth?
Not goth, but
I'll come up with it.
A little grungier.
Oh, grungy.
A little.
I like grungy.
I don't want you to think I'm banging Cobain here.
Right, right.
So, but just, you know, she's a little off kilter.
Mm-hmm. I don't want a girl on kilter.
Kilter's overrated.
Bad kilter.
Kilt.
Hate a kilt.
Tick, not kilt.
I'm Scottish and I hate kilter.
The tilted kilt. All right, so we go back to their place. Cute little, you know, college. These girls are in college, by the way. I should probably have pointed that out. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that until I got to their apartment. And I saw the fucking, high school diploma on the wall.
Wow.
So we go back to their place. We're smoking weed. I'm shucking. I'm jiving. I'm on, baby. I'm killing. And so now it's weird because none of them will break apart.
Yes.
I can't make a move on one.
That's a common problem.
Yes. But they were, I don't think it's because they were like protective. They were kind of like, who's he going to hit on? Oh, is he going to hit on me? So none of them wanted to leave. It was very primal.
Of course. They all want that Norman dick.
Well, I think they're in college. I'm a headliner. I live in New York. This is all very fascinating to them.
Of course. Whatever. Yeah, Tampa, they don't get a lot of, newcomers coming in, maybe.
No, and you know what's very interesting is they were all really pretty and all this. Well, not the one. But they were all really pretty and nice and everything, and cool chicks, like, you know, knowledgeable and easy to talk to and funny. But they kept telling about these guys they know, and they were describing these guys like, these guys are fucking losers. They're all douchebags. But
yeah.
These girls are so young, they don't know. They're just like, oh, they like me? Great.
Right.
So I got a window into these girls' low self-esteem psyche. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's very interesting. Like, you know, we got a girls we like, we really had to, you know, work to get them.
Of course.
These guys were such losers, but they were like, he called me today. Can you believe he called? I was like, fuck that guy.
Well, they probably drive, you know, Camaros or something, too.
I guess so, yeah. So I'm like, I got to get home. It's like 5 a.m. I mean, I got to get home. Nothing's going to happen here. So they all go, all right. And they all drive me home. They all get in one car, yeah, and they let me sit shotgun. None of them would break apart, so I couldn't make a move on the grungy.
Boy.
So now we're driving, and the one driving puts her hand on my hand.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I should be saying any of this. They're probably listening right now, even though it's not out yet.
College kids don't listen to podcasts. Tick not.
Pod.
Kidding.
All right, I hope you're right. So
I was being facetious.
Oh.
I think that's who listens to podcasts.
Ah, fuck me in the anal.
Well, it's all right.
All right, well, who cares?
So anyways, this happened in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
In August.
Of 91.
Great. Desert Storm.
Oh, yeah. John Mellencamp's song had just come out. I don't live in a small town. All right. I don't live in a small town.
You know, he does live in a small town.
He does.
He hates the big town. He's still hayseed enough to say, look who's in the big town.
That's right. That's right. All right. Cougar.
Yeah.
Mellencamp, for some folk.
Yeah.
Depending on the era.
He hates the cougar.
Ah.
I read an interview.
Oh, wow. Didn't he pick cougar?
No, they gave it to him. They made him Johnny Cougar.
Oh,
He was livid.
I don't like it.
You know, I saw him September 13th, 2001. Best concert ever.
Wow.
It was everyone just left the house the first time, and he played Ain't That America. Everyone was crying. We went crazy. It was like a rally.
In New York.
In Boston.
Oh, my God.
It was insane.
Wow, you've got some great concert stories.
Ain't That America. 30,000 people. Fuck you, Ain't That America.
Yeah.
It was great.
Wow.
It was really tremendous. We've talked about it before. After 9/11, looking back, it was a blast.
Yeah.
It was like a happy time. We were all unity. Everyone was singing songs and throwing out the first pitch, the Yankees. It was great.
I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, after Katrina, New Orleans, same shit.
It was delightful.
You need terrible tragedies to fucking, you know, uplift.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, the city's never been better in New Orleans. But, you know, I know it's all people died and everything, but yeah.
Happiness is a combination of love and understanding, and there can't be love or understanding without suffering.
Woo-wee. Who was that? Foghorn Leghorn?
I'll tell you who that was. Tick, not Hahn, baby. Oh, Greg Hahn. Wow. Greg Hahn said that. Greg Hahn's a comedian.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
So we're in Tampa. Well, you're already in too deep. They're driving you home. She's all got right. her hand on your hand.
Yeah, hand on my hand. So
you,
I'm like,
you could change the story here. You could make it a, you could divert until she drops you off, and that's the end of it.
Shit, no. I'm, but it's for the on. Good of the show,
we're
my friend.
We're going to lose some listeners.
Yeah. I'll do it for the show. So they drop me off, and I go, I just make a last ditch effort. I go, hey, I'm like halfway out of the car, like, hey, you know what? I'd love to see you gals again. Why don't you take my number? So
that's not so bad.
Yeah, one of the girls goes, all right, the grungy one goes, all right.
Ooh.
I got it. So I'm telling her the number. You know, she's taking it down. The other girls are staring at her, you know.
Now, was she in the back seat?
Yes.
She's not the one that had her hand on.
No.
Okay.
That's why it's getting a little dicey.
So that wasn't the ugly one. That was the pretty one that was on kilter.
Yes. Okay. Kilter's driving. Uggo's in the back behind me, and Grungy's in the back behind driving.
Gotcha.
So she's taking my number down. I go in. I'm like, you know, half in the bag. I'm super high. I make like, I went grocery shopping, by the way, and I made like eight. I made like 8,000 things. I made 4 sandwiches, pancakes, funnel cake, you know, Tootsie Rolls, caramel.
You made candy, Tootsie Rolls?
Candy apples. I sold a few, too.
Wow.
Yeah, so I just went to town, ate everything, woke up the next day, did a good writing session, ran around Tampa, had a nice jog. Go back to the club, do 2 shows Friday night, fun shows, working out some new stuff, great time. Boom. Guess who texts me?
Grungy.
Yes.
Courtney Love.
Yes. So she goes, hey, what are you doing? I go, hey, whatever you're doing. And
that's good.
Yeah. And they go, well, we're going to Soho, which is like this trendy, douchey area in Tampa where it's like a clubby area.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, all right, let's go. So they come pick me up. Get this. This is wild. They come pick me up outside the comedy club. She's like, I'm in the blue Camry. I run in. Shotgun is empty. I go, all right, I'll just jump in the front seat. I look in the back. There's 6 kids in the back. They all made the front for me.
Wow.
It felt very uncomfortable. I was like, this is weird. I'll sit in the back. Don't pick me up. You know, like, I'm hanging with you guys.
Wow.
So there's like a guy with a girl on the lap, guy with a girl on the lap, guy with a girl on the lap.
Jeez.
And then the grungy chick's driving.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, hey, all right. This feels awkward. And they're all like, what's it like? Huh? We watched on Conan. How was Comedy Central? Well, Chad Del Conan, blah, 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 wow. You know, New York City, blah, blah. And so I'm just like, huh, you know, blah, blah. They're like, do you know Pauly Shore? Have you fucked Dan Cook? All these questions. I was like, I'm trying to answer everything. And I got to tell you, the girl in the front, I don't want to keep calling her grungy because it seems a little offensive, but she looked amazing. She had the shirt on with the stomach open, the tights on, the boots.
Oh, I love tights.
Love tights.
God, I love them.
And there's something hot. Like, these girls are so young. They're so taut. You know, like she had her stomach exposed with tights, but yet nothing was
coming over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, those bodies, they're something else.
Oh, my God. And I feel scummy and creepy, but, you know, she was legal. So, so we go out clubbing. I'm buying drinks. I'm high-fiving people. There's a live band. I'm dancing. They're all too scared to do anything because they're all young and, like, nervous, yes. You know? Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, the cut-up.
Right.
And, so we're having a good time, and we go back. I love this movie. Go back to her place. It's like me and all the couples are there. We're all hanging out.
What are the guys like? Are they all right?
Nah. They're like real dorks, like button-down shirts, hair comb over, you know, boat shoes, khaki pants.
Yeah, seashell necklace?
Nah, nothing like that, but just real, like, too preppy for preppy, like they got an L.L. Bean catalog and circled everything.
Right, they're
thing.
Wearing costumes, yeah.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know, I can't do an impression, but they, you know, they all have bad jokes and they like punch you in the stomach and shit.
Right, goofs.
Goofs, couple of goofs. So we get back to her place or their place and we're all smoking weed again. And I'm giving her the eyes.
Uh-huh, which eyes?
Hot. Fuck eyes. Yes.
The HFEs.
Yes, yes. And she's giving me the eyes back.
Uh-huh.
And luckily, she's the only one without a guy. All these guys are just tackling the other chicks.
Now, I don't mean to offend, but it's so hard to picture you using the eyes.
Oh,
giving
boy.
Eyes.
I can eye.
Because you're so jokey and
right.
silly. So I've never seen you give eyes before. What, can you give me an example? Can you give me a taste of an
Oof,
eye?
I don't know if I can.
Because but, you don't even make eye contact.
Exactly.
So I don't know how you make eyes with a girl.
Well, this is a great point, and I'm glad you bring this up, my dear Irish friend of mine. These gals, now this is part of my nutty, wacko, lunatic, I'm in therapy brain.
Uh-huh.
These people don't know me.
Right.
They don't know the real me at all.
So you can... I don't know the real you.
You know me better than anyone else.
So you make eye contact with these dames.
Yeah, and it takes everything I have.
All right, hot fuck guys.
But also, you gotta realize I'm 28 drinks in. I'm high. I'm probably on 6 painkillers.
And those Tootsie Rolls.
And the Tootsie Rolls.
A homemade Tootsie Rolls gotta fuck you up.
Don't get me started on those.
The funnel cake couldn't have been good for you.
And I'm the headliner, and I'm at least 10 years older than these fucks. So I'm already confident, I'm riding high, and I'm just faking everything.
Right.
Which is why it's so hard for me to hang out with people in the first place, is because I'm always fucking, being someone I want them to think I am. So.
Of course.
So. Yeah, so I get the fuck, and I get this move. Everyone's talking, laughing, having a good time, and I'm in the middle of a whatever. We're talking about, when you're drunk, you're just raving about everything. Like, and then Mickey Mouse was gay. I'll tell you why he was gay. Ah, Walt Disney made him gay. That whole shit. You're getting way into it, way too into it. And I get the hand on the hand. And
again, that's her move.
That's a different. This is a.
Oh, this is a different girl.
Different girl. So I get the hand on the hand. Walk into the bed. The pull in. She walked me in to the bedroom.
While they're still in here.
While they're still talking. They're all in the
risky
living room.
Business.
Yeah, so we go right in there, bada boom, bada bow. Bang-a-rang, Rufio. I'm talking, what a bud, what a time, what a shithole dick. Holy moly, just wild.
Wow.
And wake up, do it again. She's like, I gotta go to work, I gotta bring you home. I was like, all right, cool. Now I'm me again. The Incredible Hulk is over. Now I'm Bruce Banner, whatever his name is.
Right, right.
And I'm just like, hey, I'm in the car. Can't make eye contact. I'm hungover. Hey, thank you. Oh, boy. She's waiting for those fuck eyes. Those are long gone.
Right.
So I get home, and I just go, oh, my God, that was wild. What a night. What a night. Holy moly. So I was so hungover, all this booze, and the next day, I'm like, I'm not drinking again. That was too much. I'm drowning in whiskey. I puked a couple times. Like, uh-oh. It was bad.
Might have been the funnel cake.
Might have been. So you can't use that condensed milk. So So the next day, 3 shows.
Oh, that early show. They got a 6 o'clock.
6, 8, 10. Mm-hmm. That is insane. This is the day I'm wildly hungover.
Yeah.
So I, oh boy. Almost time for an ad here.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to break this up a little. I feel like I'm talking way too much here.
I'm loving it. What are you kidding?
All right.
I got nothing. I got a story about how homework stinks.
All right. I'll get right to this. Don't you worry your pretty little dick off. All right. So it's 3 shows. I do the shows. The 6 o'clock was amazing. Might have been the best show of the weekend.
That's a good show.
Yeah. I guess people are just kind of alert and not drunk. I don't know.
Yeah. If they're not drunk, they know it's a deal. They know. They think they're getting in on something. Plus, they have more to their night. So this is like, we'll do this first, and we'll enjoy that, and then they have other things.
Interesting. I never thought about that.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I think you're right. I think you're onto something.
All right, well.
Yeah, and I thought they'd be all old, but they were normal people,
Mm-hmm.
And great show, 8 o'clock, great show. The whole time people were like, let me buy you a shot, let me buy you a drink, blah, blah. A lot of fans came out, by the way. I got a shout-out to Joe Tricacahi.
Yeah,
I'm gonna fuck that
up.
He's the guy who did those posters.
I know all about Joey.
I know your name, Joe.
Joey Trick.
Joey Trick, yes, you were great. He gave me a Chipotle card. What a guy. Met his lady friend. She was lovely. I did a shot with them.
Fans,
baby. So thanks for coming out, Joe. Tell a friend. He was really super nice. We took a picture together, which I'm going to post on the Facebook, you son of an onion. So, yeah. Made all shows without really drinking too much. I had like a beer or two here and there, yada, yada, yada. So then I do the 3rd show, and there's this one girl. She's just super pretty. I had to meet her, yada, yada, yada. She goes, I'm going to World of Beers. It's right next door. I'm like, try not to drink. She's like, just have one with me. This is where, oh, boy, I shouldn't be saying all this. I'm about to get real sleazy.
Oh, well.
Ah, shit. I'm a good guy, I promise.
I think you're great.
Oh, jeez. This is all for entertainment. I do it for you out there. So she goes, come to World of Beer. So we're like talking very flirty, hands on knees under the table, yada, yada, yada. She goes, hey, look, I'll give you a ride home, but I'm not coming in.
Uh-huh.
And I go, all right, of course. Do what you got to do. I'm not pushy. So I immediately, as a piece of shit as I am, I text Grungy.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, how you feeling?
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I'm feeling like you should come over.
Uh-oh.
So in classic Norman style, I pay the tab and I go, I got to make a phone call. I run out the door. I literally ran. She goes, where are you going? I ran I hid behind a dumpster.
Wow.
The other girl showed up. I jumped in her car. The other chick saw and goes, what the fuck are you doing? And I look back and I see her in the rear view just like waving her hands like a comedy movie.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What was the dumpster's name? What you should have done is had this girl drop you at the other girl's house.
Why?
Well, you could have had drinks with her. You buy the drinks, and she goes, well, you're not coming in my house? And I go, well, you know what? I don't want, I'm not that kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to get to know you. You seem nice.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind doing me a favor. Could you possibly drop me off at the place I'm staying at? And then you have her drop her off at Courtney Love Cobain's house.
So you're saying I would have gotten a ride instead of having Cobain pick me up?
Yes. Instead of her picking you up, then you get a ride, and then that girl's just like, what a sweet boy.
Huh. Yeah, I guess you're right.
But I mean, what can you do? It's in the past.
Yeah, and I think there was a chance that she was like, she would have come in.
Oh, that would have been awkward.
That would have been a real backfire.
You would have had to been like, this is my sister.
Yeah, yeah.
She would have been like, what? And then you could have been like, I'm talking to her.
Right.
You're both my sister.
Oof. God, that would have been
wow,
ugly.
So she's in the rearview mirror chasing
just
you down.
Just waving a fist like a cartoon.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of Sideways. You ever see that movie?
Yeah, I love that movie.
That's great.
Great movie. Saw that with my parents. Very awkward.
Yeah, so how did you get back here?
So I go to her place. She picks me up. We bang all night. Great time. I mean, this Jesus woman is so amazing looking. It's unbelievable. And she's a great gal. Mm-hmm. We cuddle all night. Naked cuddle. You know,
I love a naked cuddle. A
lot of warmth there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we wake up. She's like, I got to go to work. She brings me home. She goes to work. Great time. You know what my favorite thing is? You wake up and she's like running around the room naked and you get to watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I
That's
love that.
The best.
That is the. I don't know if women know how much men love that.
No, especially if they get themselves in front of a window.
Oh.
And that breeze blowing and the shadow and the business.
And their hair blowing, the birds land on their shoulders and shit.
It's crazy.
Whew.
It's really something else.
It really is.
I like a girl naked just doing stuff, folding laundry, whatever it is.
Yes.
Or a pair of undies and a tank top with no bra.
Boy,
I love
boy.
That business.
Yeah,
I love women. They're so attractive.
Gotta love women.
God.
Yes. Unload that dishwasher. No shirt. All right. So, go back home. Back home is where really where all the shame kicks in. You know, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm hungover. I'm gay. I'm fat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's Sunday. I'm like, all right, this weekend is almost over. Go to a show. Final show. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, show goes okay. It's a lot of old people, probably not my best set. Then I do the open mic, eat my ass at the open mic.
Yep.
Standard, you know, you got a bomb on a mic. So I go into the office. This place is run by a notorious comedy club owner named Bobby Jewell.
I like Bobby.
I like Bobby, too. We just met. He was in his office the whole weekend, never saw my set once.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't like to watch the show.
No, which I'm fine with. So I go up to the manager. I'm like, should I just go say bye to Bobby? I mean, I've been here all weekend. He's like, yeah, just go in there. So I go in. He's talking to the feature. The feature's name is Lou Angel Wolf. No joke.
Oh, wow.
Tall guy with long white hair.
Uh-huh.
Wild. He knew Kinnison, the whole thing. He's like 56
Angel
years
Wolf.
Old. Yeah.
Sounds real, like a pilot name.
Yeah, Lou Angel Wolf. Sounds like a fucking Power Ranger. So they're talking, and I sit down, and Bobby goes, well. Classic comedy club moment, you know, like stacks of headshots. He's smoking. He's drinking a scotch,
you
know.
Yeah, smoking there. And it's one of those fabric couches that eats the smoke for 35 years.
Exactly.
You sit on it, and fucking cancer just shoots out of it like a mushroom cloud.
Right. And you can just tell, like, you know, Tom Rhodes is fucked in this room, and all the, you know, Stanhope's probably puked in there.
Yep.
So and he goes, well, have a seat, young man. All right. He's just pontificating with the cigarette, telling stories, and he's like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, this club's been up, blip, blip, you know, all this shit. Kind of very making me feel, like, weird.
Yeah, and, I like to do that.
Yeah. And then he goes, you know what? Come in here, sweetheart. And he waves some waitress in. This is all just classic out of a movie. Waves in the waitress, and he goes, God, I've had a crush on you for years. Why don't you make my dick even harder and go get me some drinks?
Yeah, he talks like that.
Yeah, like old school, like man, misogynist, chauvinist dude.
But he's somehow lovable.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like him. Great guy. So he goes, you know what? Bring those drinks into the showroom. We go into the showroom. Now the showroom is clean and dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one table lit. We sit down. He's smoking. The smoke is all around him. It was a wild image. And he's just telling me stories about the 80s and Tim Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
You know this guy?
He just passed away.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. They just went to his funeral, and they were telling me about, like, some of his crazy stories. And, like, that was a fucking man, and they don't make him like that anymore. And he's talking about Billy Gardell of Mike and Molly. He's like, I remember Billy Gardell, and he would call me because he was too drunk to drive, you know, all this shit. And it was just this weird, surreal moment. And it was so funny. We, geez, should I be saying this shit?
I think it's all fine so
all right,
far.
All right, all right. So then he's like, all right, who's going to, like, the feature, no, the host comes in, Andrew, and goes, you need a ride home? And I'm like, I'm going to finish my drink. You go. And Lou goes, I'll give you a ride. The feature.
Angel
Lou,
Dust.
Angel Wolf.
Right.
And so he goes, yeah, I'll give you a ride home. So he gives me a ride home, and he's telling me stories. So while he's telling me stories, the phone's blowing up from Cobain.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, hey, what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. So I'm talking to Lou. I'm like, should I bring this girl to here? Because this is the condo. This is where I've been coming to just feel shame
and cook.
Decompress and, right. Yeah, and cook my candies. So, So he's like, yeah, invite her over. Come on, you only live once. You said she's so hot, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know. This is where I go to her place. This is my lair.
And not a nice condo, particularly, by the way.
No,
clean place.
So I'm laying there. It's like 1 a.m. And I just go, what are you up to? And she goes, waiting to hear from you or something like that. So I go, all right, come on over. She comes over. This is where it all goes down.
Uh-oh.
This is where the story, all the happy endings, the pixie dust, the rainbows.
Mm-hmm. The funnel cakes.
Goes right to hell. So she comes over. She looks amazing. You know, she's so taut. And she comes in. We're watching some bullshit on History Channel. We're laughing. We're cuddling. We start making out. We bang. And then I realized, oh, shit, that was my only condom.
Uh-oh.
She's here all night. She's going to sleep over.
Right.
She's like, ugh, are you serious? And I was not good till I lasted like 4 seconds.
Uh-oh.
She gave me right when I finished, she went, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yikes, that's pretty harsh.
Jeez. I kind of deserved it. It was so quick, and plus, like, I made it seem like, we're going to do this all night. I got my own place, you know?
Yeah, well, you have fingers, don't you?
I know, but it
probably
on.
A rolling pin somewhere in there. You're making all that candy.
That's true, but it was all candied up, you know?
Caramel in the puss is no good.
No, that doesn't come out. So, she's so disappointed. I go, how about this? I'll go to CVS. I'll take your car. I'll buy a box of condoms. She goes, great. I was like, oh, shit. I was hoping she would say, no, you're crazy.
Right.
So I put my clothes on. My disgusting sexual body is just, I put clothes on top of it, you know, and I jump in the car.
She doesn't go with you?
No. She lays there naked, which was kind of hot.
Oh, wow.
So I go. I tell the guy. I finally find a 7-Eleven. I'm just, you know, whirring down these highways. I don't know where I'm going. It's fucking 1 a.m. And I finally find a 7-Eleven. The guy's mopping in the back. I go, where are the condoms? He goes, oh, ho, ho, ho. And I go, no, seriously, where are they? And he goes, they're behind the counter. And he's still mopping. I was like, well, get over here, you weirdo. So he's like, oh, you got to get the ultra thin and all this. I was like, whatever you got, just give it to me. So I give him the money. I get out of there, and I go back. She's still naked. Great times. And I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it?
I couldn't do it.
Get it up, you mean?
Couldn't have sex with her.
Why?
It was too forced.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Have you had this?
Too forced.
I just felt like before, it was like hot and heavy. She came over. Now I'm like, it was almost like we lived together.
It feels like an appointment or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if she had come for the condoms with you, maybe it's an adventure and it gets you spicy. But
that might have helped.
This business, you're just running out. You're like my granddad going to the general store.
Right.
Soda. Yeah. We need more ice.
Went to the soda jerk.
I mean, so, this seems a little topsy-turvy to me.
It was a little turv. So,
she is off kilter.
That's true, which I like.
Yeah.
Maybe we went too off.
No kilt.
No kilt.
You need a kilted gal.
Yeah, a little kilt at least.
Yeah, William Wallace.
So we're just sitting there naked. My dick's hanging between my legs. I've got a condom in my hand just swinging on my finger. And I'm like, so? And she's like, yeah, put it on. I'm like, all right. So we start making out. I'm not feeling it.
It's almost like the scene in The Graduate where they get on the bus after all that and they're like, we don't even really know each other.
Yes.
It's like that scene.
That's it.
You're like, now you're just back and you're like, what are we doing here?
Right.
I don't know you. You don't know me. What the hell's going on here? This is awkward.
Wow. You nailed it right on the head with that.
Everything I have is movies.
That's so perfect though. Cause it was too much. It was like, this is where I've been staying. You know, all my shit's everywhere. You're in my home, kind of. I don't know you at all. You're way younger than me. You're naked.
Yeah.
I just went out, took your car to buy kind of. It all just came rushing in.
I see.
And I just was like, you know, I got nothing. I
can't, wow.
Boy, I made up a story.
Uh oh.
Yeah. So I told her I got a bad phone call in the car.
Ooh, that's not bad.
It worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it saved my ass because I looked like a real chump. So I was like, I guess, you know, we just talked till like 4 a.m. She told me about her family and all
this.
That's
not bad.
Yeah, it was a great night. And we went into bed and both fell asleep. And here's the fucking...
Clinker.
Clinker, thank you. Well, actually, let me give you a little few more backstories here. Jeez, I'm taking up the whole show.
It's all right. I got nothing.
You got a... Ah, jeez.
I got a couple.
All right.
Well...
I'm about to wrap up.
All right.
So we're laying in... So, first of all, she had class at 8. Okay? It's 4 a.m. right now. I have a flight at 10... I had a flight at 11:50, so I got to be there at like 10:30.
Right.
All right. So we both go to sleep. I wake up. I figure she's going to wake up to go to class. So I'll just wake up when she gets up. I wake up to her. She's like, oh, shit, I missed class. I go, what? What time is it? Because I never set an alarm. I assumed she would get up.
Right.
It's 10:31.
Uh-oh.
And here's the fucking kick in the dick. I wake up with a huge boner.
Ah, boy.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
All night I was like, oh, I can't do it. I got nothing. And then I wake up with a boner. What a cruel trick.
Can I believe it? I've woken up with a boner every day of my life since I was 6.
There you go. You're hard right now.
Sure am.
So I'm like, I gotta be at the airport now. And she was like, come on, live your life. You know, what are you getting all worked up for? And I was like, you see, this is the problem with Tampa, and it's all coming together. You know, you guys are too laid back. I got shit to do. I'm living my dream, whore.
Right.
So
whore.
I throw my clothes on. I'm packing everything. You know, I bought a bunch of food, so I'm putting the food in the bag as well. You know, I can't waste food.
No, you can't.
It's like cans of soup. It's all liquid, but I'm like, fuck it, I'll deal with it then. And so I call a cabbie. I'm like, I got to get to the airport now. And he's like, where the hell are you? All right, I'm coming over. So he's coming over. I'm like,
she doesn't drive you to the airport?
Nope, no offer to drive.
Oh,
very interesting side. Yeah, so, you know, the whole reality is all setting in now.
Right.
It was a whole fairy tale of just wacky sex.
The kiltered girl would have driven you.
You got that right. Kilter drives.
The ugly girl would have flown you.
That's true.
She would have bought you a ticket.
Yeah.
She'd be interning for us right now.
Exactly. So, yeah, so she goes, all right, well, have a good luck. We, you know, we make out a little bit, and she leaves. And I'm just like, the clock's ticking. Now it's like 10:48, 10:51. Then I get a call, and it's this lady. She's like, I can't find your house anywhere. And I'm like, I'll give you the address. I'll stand out in the street because it's way, you know, the kind of way
it's tough to
in.
Find. It's intertwined in some other shit.
It's like in a little gated community kind of thing.
Right.
So I'm like, I'll go wait on the street. I'll just whiz by. I'll jump in. I'm freaking out. I got my bag on my shoulder, everything. I'm just... put water on my face. I'm like, whatever you got. She's like, I'll find. She hangs up. So I'm just like, now it's 11:04.
Oh, my
11:05.
God.
The flight is at 11:50. That's when the plane leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, I'm
freaking
out. Wheels up. And I'm like, geez, now it's 11:10, 11:11. Boom, she shows up at 11:11. Thank God. I slam the door. I put the keys under the mat. I jump in. It's this huge... fat lesbian. She was the savior of my life. She was so funny and nice and jovial. Like, we're gonna get there, don't you worry. She's smoking. She looked like the woman from Goonies.
Uh-huh.
You know, bad lady.
I was thinking Big Bertha from
that works.
Pee-wee's Play Big Adventure.
We'll go Big Bertha.
All right.
She wasn't as ugly as the Goonies chick.
Gotcha.
But she's like, what the hell? You look stressed out. I was like, man, I had this girl. I told her the whole story. She's like, she's like high-fiving me. She's a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
She's freaking out. She's like, I'll eat that shit all night, honey bunny, blah, blah, blah. You know? So we're just hauling ass down these gated streets, and there's the speed bumps. She's just hitting them.
Wow.
Hitting them, like the cars are like, doo-doo, doo-doo. She doesn't care. And she's like, once we get on the veterans, we're going to fly. I'll get you there in 15 minutes. Now it's 11:22. It's 11:24. It's 11:25. We pull up to the airport. I run in. I'm checking in on my phone as I'm running in. Like, I check in. I gave her $60. The cab ride was 30. I just gave her $320s.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was so good. So nice. So fun. And I just run in. I get to security, and there's a line. I'm like, I got to be there. And I'm in security. I'm taking my shoes off, taking my belt off, and I hear 11:50 to JFK, final call.
Oh, no.
Oh, you hear that.
I was hoping for a delay.
No, God, I wish.
How funny is it that you said, I'm in security? In security.
Ah.
That's some sort of crazy irony there.
Oh, interesting.
Tick not in security. All right.
Not.
So they announced it's time for the final boarding call.
Yeah. So I'm just like, can I go ahead of you? And, you know, I can't. I would never do this. I'm like, dude, can I go ahead of you, please? And the guy's like, okay, whatever. So I'm asking people to go ahead of him. And I look like a crazy person. Everybody's like, you all right? You all right? What's going on? I'm like, So I finally get up. I put everything in. Everything goes through. Blah. I do the hands up. The whoop, whoop. You know, that whole thing goes around. They go, hang on. So then I hear, as I'm in the weird X-ray tunnel thing, whatever you call that thing, you know, where the thing revolves around right. you. Yeah. I hear Mark Normand to the gate E70 or whatever.
No worse feeling in life than hearing your name on the PA at an airport.
Have you experienced that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's horrible. The whole airport, the JFK, whole airport. Just echoing through. You got to run.
Exactly. And I was like, you hear that? That was me. And I was like, can you call them? They're like, what? No, we can't call them. And I was like, I don't know. Yeah, it's the airport. And I just put my shit on and I run. And the guy is holding the door.
Yeah.
He's holding it to close. And I go, I'm Mark Normand. He goes, all right, let me see your thing. And I show him my phone.
You show him your Conan set.
Yeah. I run on, and it was like that thing you said. I walk on the plane, everybody's looking at me.
Yeah, they hate you.
They hated me.
Yeah.
And I just waddle back to my seat, and I had a huge bag, and then all the things are full. And the lady goes, well, no more room. And I go, should I check it? She goes, just put it under your seat. So it doesn't fit. So I just have a thing on under my legs.
Right, right.
Know? So they don't like that, so then they bring it somewhere. I don't know, but point is I made it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, because then you came straight here from the airport.
Well, the next flight was at 6:50.
Oh, man.
So I would have gotten here at 9 or something.
I probably would have cleaned up and got all your spots, though. That would have been nice.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have used that.
Possibly, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Whew,
but you made it. I imagine you don't smell too well when you're on that airplane.
No,
you probably had some sex and some sweatiness. And...
Yeah, BO, the whole thing.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad you made it.
Hey, it's good to be here.
There's nothing worse than missing a flight.
Right.
It's so exhilarating making it at the last minute, but nothing worse than losing it.
It kind of makes you realize, and I'm not going to risk it, but it kind of makes you realize how you really don't have to be that early to the airport.
No, it's all nonsense. It's all fear tactics.
It really is.
Yeah. Sometimes you ever fly with somebody? This happened to me with Viter. Gary Viter and I were on the same plane the other day. When the person wants to leave way earlier than you have to, because he's like a crazy anxiety, I've more anxiety than anyone I know, but I still can understand time.
Right.
He's like, we got to leave at 5:50. And I'm like, what? We leave at 6:15. The flight leaves at like 8:30. He wants to leave before the sun comes up or whatever.
That's insane.
But that was fun. Gary Viter and I last week flew together. Isn't it fun flying with someone you didn't realize you were going to be flying with?
Oh, I love that.
He was going to Dayton and I was going to Erie. We were on the same plane.
And you connected different?
Yeah, once we got to Detroit, we took off in different directions.
Ooh, that's a hard parting. I hate
it
to
was,
leave him.
Because we were having so much fun and we had to walk in opposite directions. But we had a guy sitting behind us with a baby, and the guy was riling up the baby.
What?
Instead of being like, shh, come on, baby, we're going to sleep. The guy was like, oochie, goo, 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 oochie, boochie. And he's like throwing him in the air and stuff. And the kid's like, ah, woohoo, woohoo. And we're like, what are you doing? And Viter is nuts. Viter, like, he turns around and is like staring at the guy. He's like, seriously? He's doing this. He's sitting on phone books, of course. And
right.
He's leaning back and like giving the guy the eye. And the guy's like looking at Viter like, fuck you. What are you going to do? I'm hanging with my baby.
Wow.
But then the baby fell asleep and slept the whole flight. So maybe the guy knew his baby. He tried to get him riled up. And then the baby passes out after he gets tossed in the air or whatever.
Viter's got a little moxie. I've seen him chew out cab drivers before. Like, nobody's business.
Yeah, he's got a little mox. Might be just prejudice, but whatever.
Or little man syndrome or
yeah,
whatever.
It could be. Sweet guy, though.
Yeah. Now, please, give me something.
Well, that condo, I might have told this story before somewhere. I don't know if I told it on this podcast, but that same condo, probably in your same bed. Were you in the front room closest to the door or that back room?
I stayed in the back.
That back room's too creepy for me.
Really?
Because that sliding glass door, I don't trust it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like being back around the corner, so I stay in that front room.
That's an interesting difference, because I felt creeped out in the front.
Uh-huh. The back, there's like this weird sliding glass door, and it's at ground level. So it's just like this pitch black backyard.
Yeah.
And it's sliding glass doors. And then they have like those plastic
the
blinds,
hanging blinds.
But a bunch of them are missing. So you can just peer in. It's creepy.
Ooh, wow. Boy, now you're freaking me out.
Yeah, I was going to get scared. In Florida, you never know. It's a crazy state.
Yeah.
But anyways, I met a girl there. This is years ago at that club. Met a girl at one of the shows. Brought her back to my place. Oh, she drove me back.
Uh-huh.
And we ended up having sex all night, similar situation, till the sun came up.
Yeah.
And she was a girl that liked it a little raw and nasty.
Anal?
No anal, but everything else. Eating her out, sex, the whole thing. At the time, I was on Paxil and an alcoholic, so I never came.
Oh, wow.
Because of the booze and the Paxil, I just couldn't come. Uh-huh. So I would just fuck for days.
Wow.
Women thought I was like some sort of stud, but really I was just a lunatic.
Right.
But eventually I got down to it, and it was like I had like a 7 a.m. flight, and it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I came right in her face.
Woo!
I feel bad about it now, but at the time, it was pretty hot. Come on in.
Wow.
So came in her face, and some of it got right in her eye.
Oh, wow.
And then as soon as I finished coming, you know how you start thinking clearly? You're like, oh, my God, I got to go. My flight, same thing. And I'm like, I gotta go now. And she's like, what? And I'm like, can you drive me to the airport? And she literally has my cum in her eye.
Oh my God.
And she's like, sure, sure, I'll drive to the airport. And I'm like throwing her clothes at her, you know? I'm like, here's your bra, here's your panties, where's my... And my pants are on backwards. Both her shoes are on the same foot. And we get in the car, and same thing. We're just rushing to the airport, but she has my semen in her eye. She can't even see.
She didn't wipe it off?
It's in her eyeball.
Oh,
so
wow.
So she's driving like with one eye closed, and she's like, it was great to meet you. You're really sweet. And I was like, you're
cool
the best.
Chick.
And yeah, I felt horrible after. I mean, this is years ago, of course. And
yeah.
Actual years ago. And yeah, she dropped me to the airport. Same thing. I'm rushing through the airport.
Right.
And I still get half a boner. And I'm like, I just left this girl with cum in her eye. She probably has to be operated on. She's probably a pirate by now. but same condo. Isn't it crazy that you and I and probably every other comic that's ever stayed in that condo has fucked somebody?
Yeah, they call it the Protein Palace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Wow. Tick, not hygienic.
It certainly is not.
Holy moly. That's wow, what an understanding woman.
Yeah, she was pretty sweet and pretty good at driving with one eye. We kept going off into the other lane. I had to steer her towards it. Like, no. But yeah, it was pretty good.
The peg leg didn't help.
And real quick, we got to wrap it up, and we got our guest for the next episode coming in here. But I wanted to mention this because we talked about the Chris Rock last week.
Sure.
I got to bring Chris Rock on.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I bumped into him at the Cellar again. I got to chat with him.
Oh, wow.
And I wasn't sure. I was like, I said, Chris, I got to tell you, bringing you on stage is one of the biggest thrills of my career.
Uh-huh.
And he said, oh, wow, I'm glad to hear that.
Mm.
It was pretty nice. Nice to tell somebody.
Yeah.
How nice it was. And then they go, Chris, do you want to go on next? And he's like, sure. And he goes, wait, are you going on next? And I was like, no, I'm on the next show. And he's like, okay, cool, I'll go next.
Oh,
so
wow.
So he was going to not bump me.
Look at that.
I think it pays to be like, I think you're my hero.
Yeah, there's a fine line, though.
I think you
nailed it, but if you can't be too complimentary.
You don't want to be too, but...
you don't want to geek out.
Yeah, you don't want to be a geek and start asking questions, but I think if it's all compliments, it's pretty nice.
Sure, no, I'm down.
Go, hey, man, that was awesome.
I love it. Now you can see him on the street and go, hey, Chris.
Yeah, well, I don't know that part. But.
Did I tell you about the time I saw him on the street? This is probably 5 years ago, and I go, he's like 18 people around him taking pictures, Chris, and I go, Born Suspect.
Uh-huh.
And just kept walking, and he goes,
yeah,
that was it.
It's his first album.
Yeah,
it's great.
Big fan.
Yeah. Well, we got to wrap this up here.
Yeah, boy. Sorry, what a tale of a yarn. There.
That was a great yarn.
All right. Well, thanks. Tick not short.
It was a good yarn. I got to say this before we get off the air here. I got to mention Mike Taylor. Mm-hmm. I forgot to bring him up last week in Philadelphia. One of our biggest fans, and he came to Helium. He gave me a gift card, you a gift card,
yes.
And the lovely Sarah Talamash a gift card.
Uh-huh.
He said Sarah deserves a gift card, too. So we all got gift cards, and he's just a fucking great guy. He's a great guy and a big fan and a real comedy guy.
Oh, yeah, great
so
guy.
So thank you, Mike, and thank you, everybody. Thanks for all the reviews. The reviews are amazing.
Yes.
One guy said it was varnished.
Unvarnished.
Unvarnished enthusiasm or some crazy word that we had to Google, but we appreciate it.
Unvarnished is good in my book.
Yeah. So thanks for listening. Go to harrys.com, use promo code Tuesdays, and tell a friend for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, and keep sending some good stuff and some good vibes. We love you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.